24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Keep it locked. Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page One? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I wanted to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business. We are broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets to success in business, music, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at LADYZHE. My next guest is a Harvard Business School alumni and breaker of glass ceilings. She has been the vice president of Zoom Info and a board member of many centers for innovation. She is now the CEO and founder of Evame. Evame is the first ever personalized recommendation and engagement platform for beauty and wellness services driven by data. Evame is kicking off in November during its first annual conference, and I am not going to steal Maria's thunder anymore. I want to introduce this inspiring woman to everyone. Maria, welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Hey, Z. How are ya?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you enjoying our fall?
It's interesting. It's a little chilly in LA, gotta say. I wish it was warmer, but it's beautiful, so I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. I love this California weather. So Let's get down to it. What drew you to entrepreneurship and technology?
I love to solve problems, and I get pretty passionate about these issues when I think they're pretty big. So I like helping people, and that's also part of why I do this. Some people might say you're a masochist because, believe me, it's not easy and it's a life choice. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when I get to see a smile on someone's face because we truly impacted their life for better, it matters. So that's why.
I'm just blown away at your resume. You've been at Accenture. You've been at so many blue chip companies. How have you, I mean, what was it like, first of all, getting into those companies?
Not easy at all. Yeah. For me, and because we're going back 20 years, right, when I started,
right.
We're looking at things like they really did a full background check on everything from your personal recommendations, business recommendations, where you went to school. We didn't have technology back then, so it would take time. We couldn't speed up that process, but it wasn't easy. And, you know, coming in to those types of companies, they were able to, how do I say this, being nice. There's a lot of bias going on, right? So some of us might have even been hired to fill a quota, if you will.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I have heard about, you know, people being hired to avoid penalties, government fees, and the like. I've heard of those scenarios in the banking industry. So I want to move ahead a few years. So you started, I would say you're a serial entrepreneur. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes, it is.
Description?
Yes.
So tell me about some of your past ventures.
Sure. So years ago, I started an e-business consulting firm with a McKinsey partner who had retired at the age of 40. Yes, he was able to do that. And he was bored, so he wanted to do this thing that everybody had been talking about. And this was in the late 1990s. So e-business consulting is what was the first entree to web design that you know today. We were building websites. We were putting in strategies to reach people through the internet. Okay. And we ended up selling that company to Microsoft. The next one, I started a few of them actually focused on healthcare. And we realized fairly early on that they weren't going to work. So we exited, which was good, meaning we closed down shop.
Right.
The next one that was successful was a fan engagement platform. Actually did this with an alumni of mine of Brown. And he had a concept where we would be able to expose the collective bargaining agreements that you see between professional ball players and the teams and the like the NFL. This is when teams were literally making money by selling tickets and you know, getting the people on the field and winning. They weren't creative enough about figuring out how to engage fans, look at additional revenue streams. So we built that for them. And it was a fan engagement platform focused on professional sports, NCAA, and the entertainment industry. And we sold that to IMG. And then next was a medical device. So I started my career in healthcare and I keep getting pulled back, whether it was helping build out what Obama was going to do in his first term focused on healthcare, which became Obamacare that we implemented. Mm-hmm. So myself and a few others were advisory to that, to building wellness programs that are implemented in companies today, to what pharmaceutical companies would be negotiating out of different academic centers for new innovations. You know, I've been doing this type of work ever since I started. So I had to get back in, and we decided we were going to tackle your ability to monitor for different signs and symptoms and detect what was going on with the patient before something would happen. So we developed a device, and this is before wearables were wearable, that monitored heart rate, respiratory rate, blood flow, and movement utilizing ultra-wideband technology. We had a data analytics backend for this, and we ended up going through FDA to be recognized as a device for use in clinical diagnostics. So also before digital therapeutics of what we know today. And we ended up selling that to Bosch. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's incredible. I mean, your Facebook and LinkedIn does not even scratch the surface what you just shared with me. My jaw is on the floor. So, I mean, you just have a treasure trove of experience. Oh my gosh. So, Maria, you have decided to go into the hair and beauty arena. Why?
Because hair is not just hair. And this is what drives me absolutely bonkers. You know, so first of all, I've been fortunate where I've also, because of the healthcare, got pulled into personal care. And what people don't understand might be is personal care is actually skincare, hair care products. So mm-hmm. I worked with L'Oreal, Coty, Unilever, I'm doing strategy work for them. So uh-huh. I understand products, product manufacturing, how that all works.
Right.
What I also understand is there are some ingredients in those products that people should be very, very, very concerned about. We haven't been able to implement the trials that are necessary to actually make these claims in a concerted way, but we do know, going back and watching some of the things that have happened, that there's been an incidence, a raising of ADD and ADHD. There's a raise in incidence of diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. There's right. a raise in other chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, and cancers. There's also a raise in sterility. And we do know that there are ingredients that can be directly tied back to that increase in those diseases. And by the way, those ingredients are found in your hair care products. But more importantly, hair is the fundamental aspect of our identity, self-confidence, health, and well-being. And many people don't realize that you're working with a hairstylist through different phases in life. They're the first ones to see when you're high stressed. They're the first ones to see if you've got something strange going on that you might want to see a doctor for. Yeah. They have been the first ones to identify chronic diseases and cancers on their clients before doctors. So yeah. we should care about it more than we do. And what has happened over the entry of different technologies is people think we can just layer technology on the hair care industry. We can do beauty on demand. We can have things like Style Seat that just does bookings and has simple ratings. But those ratings are based off of subjective input. So what matters to you doesn't matter to me. And Z, we know your hair is different than mine.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Like, and what you need, our hair.
What you need to care for your hair isn't what I need. And yeah, you probably love your hairstylist, which I know who he is, and he's amazing. But
absolutely. My appointment is coming up soon. I'm getting excited.
Right? But my person and what she does for me is different because my hair is different. And right. how she cares for me is different. So all of those factors matter. Their ability to care for our hair based on their specialty levels.
Right.
And all of that matters and should go into making the connection between who you're working with. Because, yeah, they should know how to work with our hair. And, yeah, they should know how to bring us through our different life stages and be informed enough and educated enough to make sure that we're making the right choices on services and products that will serve us best for our life.
Now, I'm going to get a little bit on my soapbox. And I really think it's important for hairstylists to be clear about their specializations, just like there's bands or doctors who have certain specialties. It's really important to have that clear communication with the prospective customer, for hairstylists. And that's one thing I love about your platform is that it really empowers the consumer to match up with their best stylist. Because, you know, it's the worst thing in the world to go to someone who isn't a specialist in curls when you have curly hair.
Oh, and by the way, mm-hmm. yeah, what curly hair, honey, and you know this, there's different degrees of curl.
So oh, absolutely.
You could be somebody who's good with curly hair, but the tighter that curl gets, that person might not have a clue on how to deal with your hair and the right. texture of your hair.
Yeah, and the science behind the hair shaft, I mean, the hair shaft is a different shape.
Exactly.
Why hair is straight versus curly, there's a biological reason for that. And, you know, that's one thing I like about your platform is that it takes into account all those things. Can you elaborate a little bit about your the curl chart that you have integrated into your platform?
Yeah, so we take a look at everything from straight. So straight is just straight. Wavy, which also has different degrees of wave. Curl, which has different degrees of curl. And coily, or textured, which has different degrees. We literally look at segmenting the people that come in based on that. And part of this is helping you to self-identify. So we'll give you visuals so you know where you fit. And we force the hairstylist to also tell us what they specialize in based on those different degrees. So when you're sitting in the chair with somebody, they will know exactly what to do for you and your exact hair type. We take it to, on just those aspects, there's 10 different degrees on just that one question we are asking. Not to mention the other 40 different questions that we have in there. So
what are those other 40 questions that you ask?
We're asking everything from the preferences that you have, and meaning short hair, do you want to go short? Do you have long? Do you like vivid colors? Do you want a balayage? Do you want an ombre? Do you want to go from dark hair to platinum? Because even on the blonding aspect, there are different blonding specialists. There's different balayage specialists. There's different ombre specialists. And all of those things do matter, by the way.
Right.
Cutting. Do you want a barbered look? Do you want a fade? Do you want a bob? Do you want a longer bob? Do you want a shag? What are the different things that you want? All of those factors matter. Personality. Personality is the big one, by the way. Mm-hmm. Your allergies, that's a big one. Your sensitivities, because allergy is not necessarily defined as sensitivity. So do you have sensitivities to scents or other factors?
Right.
We take into consideration all of that. And then lifestyle. Are you busy? Are you not so busy? Do you like, you know, to maintain a very, you know, like a very detailed cut? But if you don't have that time, you shouldn't go after that kind of a style.
Right.
So we take into consideration all of that. The big ones obviously are how much money can you spend? What's your beauty budget?
Right.
And we use all those factors to match.
Good hairstylists can be pricey.
Yes, they can, especially here in LA. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to know about this event in November. What is your theme for this event?
All things hair. Hair, you know, going back to, it's vital to how we feel. Mm-hmm. Listen, looking good is feeling good. This is not saying that we all need to go and put on a glob of makeup. No, it's literally how you feel when you look in that mirror. And if you feel beautiful to you, you are empowered to be able to go out and tackle the day's shit.
So
hair deserves its own category. I don't feel that it should get mixed into things like cosmetics and everything else. It should be front and center and have its own important discussion. What do I mean by that? Do you know that in every single fashion show, hairstylists are behind those fashion shows and what happens at the end point? You can have a beautiful design, but if the hair is not working right, the design will go to shit in a handbasket, excuse the potty mouth, right, very quickly.
Right.
So, right. And many of our hairstylists go to Fashion Week and help with all of the behind the scenes putting together. Mm-hmm. Do you know that for film? When you see a movie, if the hair is not working right, whether right, it's Games of Thrones or talk about Mad Men or anything else,
right,
then the so show is not going to work.
Look for a certain time, period of times and certain genres.
Yep.
Yeah. Hair says a lot.
So we want our hairstylists to talk about what goes on and everything from behind the chair to behind the scenes.
So you're telling me that your platform has celebrity hairstylists who work Fashion Week and movies and film?
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is like the cream de la cream.
Yes. At our event, we're actually going to be bringing them together to talk to you. And
so, well, I have another question for you.
Sure.
I saw this on Facebook. I see you have an opportunity for those who want to come to your annual hair con, where every head turns to win a makeover. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Yes. We have a team of 6 hairstylists that are all celebrity hairstylists. They have clients ranging from Usher, Rihanna, Gwen Stefani, Reese Witherspoon. They're going to be doing your hair for a cut and color makeover. So before our event, November 17th, you will be going to see one of the 6 to get your hair done. You have to allow them to be creative. And I'm not talking creative and crazy. I'm talking because they realize you have a life that you live. But creative to see what you don't see and to work their magic on you. And then the day of the event, they're going to be showing you off to the audience that will be in attendance. We're also going to be dressing you in designer clothing that has been done by female founders. But the big thing is the hair, and they'll be talking about what has happened throughout the course of the makeover. But yes, you have an opportunity to win. So we've got an entry form. What we're asking for is a paragraph or two on why you deserve that makeover. Because we know, based on past experience, we've done this before, every single woman that went through the makeover with the hairstylist that we matched them to literally had a life-changing event. And you know, if you could see me, I'm knocking on the table. Every single one of them cried when the entire service was done. Not because they were like, you know, oh my God, what happened? It was a joy that overcame them, that they never thought they could feel that way. And I want people to understand what that feeling is. So that's what this makeover is all about.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I highly encourage you to look up Evamy online, on Facebook, Instagram, and definitely take advantage of this opportunity and submit your paragraph. Well, Maria, I have my final question. I want to know, what are the 3 things that have contributed to your success as an academician, as an entrepreneur, as a leader? What 3 factors would you say has contributed to your amazing career track record?
Sure. So a passion to help and succeed, a passion for knowledge and continuous knowledge. I'm never the smartest person in the room, so I can learn from many different people, whether they're a child of 8 years or an adult of 80 years. I can learn from both. And lastly, a willingness to listen, truly listen. because that's what we need to do. This is not about me, and this is not about my own perspective. This is about our perspective, whether it's what I'm working on today or what I've worked on previously, whether it was working at Deloitte or Accenture or ZoomInfo or Monster or any one of my startups. It was always listening and hearing what people wanted and needed and applying that to what it was that I was doing in my day-to-day operation. So,
wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful to listen, to learn, and to be passionate. Well, Maria, thank you so much for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z. You have been listening to the Bashani Radio. I am so excited to see what happens next. I love seeing innovation in the hair space. And also, it's so nice to chat with someone who went to school in the same geographic location as I did, the People's Republic of Cambridge. So we have that in common. So thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for this opportunity. It's been fun.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.